Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I want to welcome everyone to Mentoring for Your Mind. That's the name that I've tagged on to our morning show here because that's what it's all about. Next week we're gonna dig deep into a new little book. We just had this couple on our Aces Radio Live last Friday, and it's Go for No. It's going to be a phenomenal book. I think it's going to help everybody, you know. And that's what we've done on this morning show. We apply life experiences to the principles that we learn from some of the greatest minds out there. We're just finishing up in the next 2 days John Maxwell's 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. And if you have not bought this book yet, guys, I really suggest you go get it. You can get the 2007 updated edition. John has been a part of my life since I was about 21 years old. It was about a year and a half before he moved his organization from San Diego to Atlanta. I started reading his stuff, started listening to his stuff. I've got volumes of audios. I've got DVDs. I've got printed material. I've got every book that he ever wrote. And a lot of people, I've heard people say, Troy, once you've read one of Maxwell's books, you've read them all. And it just shows me their naivety. Because every book, I pick up a new nugget. Every book, I see John's personal growth. And the fun thing is, I know a lot of people that are very close to John, people that have worked in his organizations for years, family members, and when I see how they have applied what John has taught over the years, it shows me that, you know, I picked a great mentor. And today we're going to be covering the law of explosive growth. To add growth, you lead followers, but to multiply, you lead leaders. That's the key here, guys. And I've watched John over the years, and this is something that today you're going to get to. I'm going to dig deep into what used to be known as Maximum Impact and the Enjoy organization, because over the years I've watched John bring in leaders. They've grown those leaders, and those leaders have gone out and literally recreated new organizations, and they've done it with John's blessing. This is one of the wildest things that you will ever see. Most of the time, leaders get so particular about who's on board with them and what's going on, and they get I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for, I guess, a little bit frightened, because they're afraid these leaders are going to go out and do better than they can. And something that John learned early on, and something that I have learned as I've studied everything that John has taught, is that the next step is literally to get those leaders out there, to be able to mature those leaders, have those leaders come to you and say, I want to go launch my own ministry. I want to go launch my own business. I want to go and support these other people and give them what you've given me. That's the power behind what we see here. And that's the power behind the law of explosive growth. It's truly something that I've seen John do within the Equip organization. That's his nonprofit organization. It's his main focus. It's his passion. It's his love for life. It's what God put him on this earth for. When you look at the Equip organization, their whole focus is to create millions of leaders worldwide. You know, when I became a part of Equip, and I've been donating over the years, I looked at that and I thought, man, you know, is this truly a doable goal? Is this something that will work? And the more I've been involved and the more I've seen what they've done, and I realize what a small monthly donation of $25 can do to take printed materials to third world leaders. When I see the amount of leaders that John has touched and how they've gone on to do other things, it blows my mind. And it makes me realize, you know what, we can do this. We can be part of this in our own organizations. We can grow our organizations and grow them as leaders. You guys have heard me talk about the myth of duplication within network marketing, and how when you come onto a network marketing organization, you hear the words all the time, you know, you're not paid to recreate, you're paid to emulate. And that's a true statement right there. But what happens is it goes awry when people start saying, just duplicate what we tell you to do. Okay, when you duplicate somebody else constantly, you're a follower, you're not a leader. See, when you look at duplication in its purest form, if you want to be able to maximize the law of explosive growth, then you as the leader have to understand that the duplication you're looking for is that of a leader, not that of a follower. You're looking for somebody that will come in and say, I think I can do that better. You're looking for somebody that can come in and say, I see a weakness, I can fix that. You're looking for somebody that can come in and say, man, I want to take care of this and make it explode. One of the things over the last, I'd say since 2000, so what is it, the last 10 years almost, we're in the last year of the first decade. So, you know, when you look at what's happened in network marketing since 2000, the companies that have exploded and the companies that I think will be around for a long time are companies that have not only attracted leaders, but they've given their leaders the leeway to go out there and really maximize on their personality and grow up other leaders. I look at Zango as an example. You know, they come in and they bring in Dwayne Dyer, and Dwayne brings in top leaders like Bob Schmidt, Sherman Unkeford, Sandy and Ed Cohen, Glenn Sparks, Coley and David Butler. I mean, the list could go on and on and on. Every one of these successful leaders in their own right, they've grown and become part of, some of them have become part of the Sweet 16. Some of them have gone on and literally made more money in Zango than they've ever dreamed of. But they did it by allowing leaders to crop up. And I look at the smaller leaders in the organizations, the Jim Lewis's, the Andy Hummels, you know, the Atticus Killos, the Mark Weezers, that have gone out there and exploded. And every time this has happened, they've allowed their leaders to grow. They haven't kept their leaders pinned down. You know, that's amazing to me. When I look at this new company that's launching Yoli, I see the same thing going on here. I see six field leaders coming together with their strengths. They're not trying to say, okay, you act like David or you act like Robbie Fender, or you act like Darren Falter, or you act like Corey Citron, or you know, none of that. What they're literally doing is saying, guys, we've all got strengths. Let's go out there and attract good, solid leaders and let them grow. And the more leaders in the field that I talk to, the more I realize, man, these guys are kicking it up. They're doing the same thing. They're utilizing the law of explosive growth. And they're saying, go out there and do that. And let's look at this for a second, because a lot of you may be saying, man, Troy, I'm still not sure I understand what you're talking about. Well, if you develop yourself, you can experience personal success. We all know that. Each one of us look for that. I've even got a company I'm going to go do some consulting work for that want to become a direct marketing company. They want to move out of network marketing into direct sales. And what they're focused on is personal sales. They want people to be personal sales leaders. That will work. If you develop a team, your organization, though, can experience growth. So if you're a leader and you go out there and experience or grow other leaders, all of a sudden you start to see some growth. And you start to see it at a certain level. But you'll see a lot of attrition, too, because you'll only be developing little hodgepodge of leaders. But if your whole focus is to develop leaders, not to develop yourself, not to develop a team, to develop leaders. Now, understand, you're going to develop yourself as you go along developing leaders. But if you develop leaders, your organization will achieve explosive growth. When I look at the last 10 years at Catalyst, I see what a handful of leaders did, and in 10 years went from 1,200 to 13,000. You understand this can happen here. How would your organization, how would your business, if you're in a brick-and-mortar business listening today, how would your business be if in 10 years you have gone from 1,200 customers a year to 13,000 a year? If you went from 1,200 a month to 13,000 a month? If you went from 1,200 a day to 13,000 a day, where would your business be? See, it's a whole different focus when you think about this. But when you start focusing on leaders, when you get rid of your ego, when you throw away the fear factor, when you apply the first 19 laws that we've talked about, then all of a sudden things change. One of the things John wrote in his book is becoming a leader who develops leaders requires an entirely different focus and attitude from simply attracting and leading followers. It takes a complete different mindset. Folks, that's what we're looking for today. See, leaders who attract followers, they have an underlying need themselves. They need to be needed. They need people to be calling them all the time. They need to be out there having people give them kudos. Leaders who develop leaders, though, want to be succeeded. John calls this leaving a legacy. And that's the key here. See, I don't want my kids to follow me. You guys heard me talk yesterday about how when we were at Catalyst, I Dalton was really my leader. I was following him, doing what he said to do. And I'll admit that was tough every now and then. Every now and then I'd snap, and he'd snap right back and said, just get it done. It's like, okay, cool. You got to look at that. You want to develop leaders. Leaders who attract followers develop the bottom 20% of their organization. Let that one sink in for a minute. Leaders who attract followers develop the bottom 20% of their organization. Leaders who develop leaders develop the top 20% of their organization. You want to know why Dallin Larson and Randy Larson and Henry Marsh have built such a successful organization over at Monavi? Is because they attracted and developed leaders in the top 20%. They were not afraid to break the status quo. They were not afraid to jump outside the box. And they said, we're going to go out there and we're going to attract the top players that we can find, and we're going to give them the leeway to grow a business. That's the power behind it. That's what you've got to be looking for. That's what you want to be able to do. Leaders who attract followers focus on weaknesses. I've seen this happen in network marketing over and over. But leaders who develop leaders focus on strength. Folks, this is powerful. It's necessary when to be working with the top 20%, because if you focus on working with followers and you focus on working with the bottom 20%, you're going to continually be dealing with their weaknesses. You're going to be continually dealing with needy people. Now, this may sound harsh, but it's a reality. Everybody wants success, but only a handful of people are willing to commit to go get it. I'm not talking about monetary success here. I'm talking about changing their mindset personally. Most of you know my story. I didn't grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth. I grew up in a family that was very, very connected to organized crime and the union during the 60s, 70s, and 80s out of Kansas City. I've seen violence. I went into the bounty hunting business, the bail bond business, because that's the life that I thought, you know, it was power based on the physical control that you could have over people. And all of a sudden I realized I was dealing with the lowest of the lowest 20%. When all of a sudden it dawned on me what was going on, and I started tapping into John's training and a few other people's training, and all of a sudden my mindset changed and I started dealing with the top 20%. I went from the bail bond business to the mergers and acquisition business. I started dealing with businessmen who owned businesses that were worth $5, $10, $150 million, and we started doing transactions in a whole different neighborhood. We started watching our organization and network marketing grow with top players. Players who individually were doing millions of dollars a year in volume, in production. That's the difference when you change the mindset. And all of a sudden, I wasn't focusing on people's weaknesses. I was focusing on people's strengths. We were surrounding ourselves with rock-solid people. Leaders who attract followers treat everyone the same. How many times have you seen this happen? Leaders who develop leaders treat individuals differently. I treat my kids differently. They get the same love, the same unconditional love that I have, but each one of them are treated based on their personality, based on where they're going in life, based on what their mindsets are. You have to do the same thing. Leaders who attract followers spend time with others. And if any of you have ever watched how I talk about spending and investing, you'll understand where I'm going with this. Leaders who attract followers spend time with others, and spending is not a good thing. Leaders who develop leaders invest time with others. What happens when you spend? It depletes what you have in the bank. It depletes your energy level. It depletes your assets. But when you invest, it gives you a positive return, especially over the long haul. I understand that sometimes in the short term you can take a hit, but in the long run, that investment pays off in a big, big way. Leaders who attract followers grow by addition. 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 2 = 4. But leaders who develop leaders grow by multiplication. We could do a whole training on the power of multiples. I learned this training many years ago by Hubert Humphrey, one of the greatest leaders in network marketing. And it's amazing when you start looking at the multiples and what they can do for you if you just focus right. I'm not talking about drawn circles. I'm talking about multiplying leaders. You know, here's the sad thing about network marketing. You go out there and you look at a company, and what do they tell you to do? They go out there and they tell you to bring in the masses. And you go out there and you bring in the masses, and after about a year and a half, you realize you've got 8 people doing something. Well, if you're going to have 8 people doing something anyway, why don't you go after 8 leaders? Because if you can go after 8 leaders and you do it with the law of multiplication, then all of a sudden you'll have 16. You'll have 32. All leaders out there kicking butt and doing something, folks. This is the concept of the law of explosive growth. When you attract a follower, you impact one person. But when you attract a leader, you're able to impact the multitudes. I mean, that's huge to me. When you look at that, it's powerful. Leaders who attract followers impact only one person. Only the people they touch. It's like just developing a front line and that's it. It's like putting a brick and mortar store together and you just help a few part-time employees. But leaders who develop leaders impact people beyond their reach. One of the reasons we do this radio show and we have it all over the internet and we have it linked to every website we can find is because we understand that there are going to be people that listen to this show that find one nugget out of some of the training we do that go on to become very successful that we will never meet, never hear from. That's the concept of leadership. You give. You don't expect back. We do what we do at Catalyst, not for fame and fortune. You'll never see me running across a stage at Catalyst. You'll never see them, I don't think, asking me to be a speaker at Catalyst. But behind the scenes, 13,000 people have no clue what's going on, and there we are, making it an experience that they'll never forget. When we're out here talking with companies, most people never know who we are. But we're able to help companies. We're able to tweak a few things, and all of a sudden the field force are the ones that win. They don't know who we are. Leaders don't expect all the gratitude. They expect to be able to do something that will impact other leaders, and those leaders will go out there and get the rewards and the recognition. One of John's greatest books is Leadership 360. It's about leading from within. It's a great book. I suggest that for everybody. It's wonderful. But you've got to be able to go out there, folks, and challenge yourself and challenge others that are in your organization. And there's some things that I want you to write down because this is important as we move into these last two laws if you're going to kick this thing up in a new way. Number one, leaders are hard to find. I want you to realize that. This is a big challenge whenever you're leading leaders. You're not going to be bringing in the multitude. You're not going to be making, you know, recruiting numbers. I laugh sometimes because everybody wants to talk about the recruiting numbers. We brought in 30,000 people in 6 weeks. Who cares? How many were left after 6 years, after 6 months, after 6 weeks? Leaders are hard to find. Think about it. How many people do you know who are truly good leaders? But if you just strive at it long enough, you're going to find a few leaders. And leaders are like eagles. They don't flock together. You'll find them one by one. That's just the way it is. Now, they may be hanging out together, but they've got their own little domains. Number two, leaders are hard to gather. See, once you've found a leader, drawing them in can be very difficult because they are like eagles. They want their independence. They got this entrepreneurial spirit. They want to go their own way. But if you'll do it right and you allow them the freedom, this is where Dallin Larson has got it right, folks. It doesn't matter if you love him or hate him. He has it right. He brings his leaders in and he gives them the leeway to build their business. This is where Zengo had it right in the early days. They brought their leaders in and let them build their business. This is where Yoli's got it right. They're bringing them in and letting them build their business. There's some other great companies out there, but those are three that have very large organizations that have succeeded. I've seen the same thing happen with Ignite Energy over the last two or three years. Cervita's doing this right now. Okay, there's some companies out there that are cranking this out. They're hard to gather, but once you get them in your organization, you will create an environment that's attractive, and other leaders will start seeing this. They will start seeing that it's leaders attracting leaders. Folks, the volunteers at Catalyst, the ones that work at staff, the tight volunteer group that they bring in as their leaders, and then the organizations and the colleges around the country that bring in the students to volunteer, these are the cream of the crop. These are top volunteers. These are people that are leaders in their own respect in their different communities when they go back home. These aren't a lot of little bitty people that work for $5 an hour, $8 an hour. These are leaders that are going to school. These are leaders that own businesses, and they're coming in and they volunteer because of the leadership environment that's there. The networking that goes on in the Catalyst event is, network marketers should go to the event just to see how the networking works, because these are people that are not afraid to talk to other people. It's amazing and it's beautiful. Leaders, number three. Number one, let's recap this real quick. Number one, leaders are hard to find. Number two, leaders are hard to gather. Number three, leaders are hard to keep. Leaders get restless, and if they don't see a good challenge, if you can't keep them motivated and focused and let them know that they're a winner and that you're relying on them, if you don't do that, they're going to go somewhere else. If you break their trust, they will go somewhere else. I crack up every time I see it hit the arena out here in network marketing between a company and a distributor, because they think the lawsuits are the freaking answers. And what they don't realize is it's that break in the trust that happened months before that caused the break. And if they can learn to trust each other and they can learn to keep the communication open, the divorce rate in network marketing wouldn't be as high as it is. The divorce rate within relationships wouldn't be as high as it is. That's the key. That's what we have to focus on. So you got to remember, leaders are hard to keep. But if you will build them, if you will give them that magnitude of what's there, if you will treat them with respect, if you will go to them for advice, you will find that you will surround yourself with what we would call a dream team. Top leaders rocking this thing forward in a very ethical manner, and your businesses will start to explode. That's big. You know, John calls this the launch of the million leader mandate. You know, I call it the launch of the MLM. Because think about this. John's out there trying to get a million leaders with his information in them. That's what Equip does. That's their initiative, and they've done it. Now they're going for 2 million. But think of how your business would be if you had a million leaders in your business. 100,000. 10. What would your business be like? Isn't that cool? I mean, when you think about that, that just blows my mind, because the stuff that you can do is amazing. The way you could explode it would be outstanding if you change your mindset. If you take the first 19 laws, you start growing. If you go buy the book, Developing the Leader Within You, if this is new to you, go get it in the workbook. Start improving your own leadership effectiveness, and you will start attracting leaders around you. Maybe you put together a small group. You know, go buy this book and you get on the telephone. If you're not building locally and you're building on the internet, or you're building nationally or internationally, get a conference call bridge. You know, go out there and put together a weekly call. Think about where that could go. Shoot, for that matter, go over to Blog Talk Radio and open up a free account and get a phone number to you. Because what will happen is all of a sudden you'll start to see you're all on the same page. You're all starting to grow. I mean, that's pretty powerful. And, you know, here's some of the stuff that John does within Equip, and I think it would work perfect for what we're doing in network marketing. Number one, connect with key influential leaders in organizations who are already working with people locally and enlist their assistance. What's wrong with you guys going out there and talking to some business leaders and saying, look, I know you're busy as all get out. You don't have time for what I'm doing, but I need some leaders. I want to share with you real quick what I'm doing. I want to get a couple, three names from you of people that you truly believe will be able to get into my crusade and help me out here. Number two, ask those key leaders to identify the cities within their county. Now, John uses the country, but I'm going to use the county, in which you can do training or host training events. You know, maybe the leaders are going to be white angels with you, and they're not going to join your business, but they're going to open up to where you can hold a local meeting. What happens if you took over your city and then took over your county for your business? Where would it be? And all you're doing is attracting other leaders. Man, the sky could be the limit. Number three, you want to rely on those key leaders to recruit other leaders to attend those training meetings. Stop worrying about opportunity meetings all the time. Why don't you just go out there and train people on what you're actually doing? Train them about the product, about the services. Let the opportunity roll down the track the way it's supposed to. People won't buy in to something that you're not sharing. And if you as the leader show your passion, not hype, passion, sky's the limit, man. I watched Franklin Graham move right into his dad's shoes. He already had Samaritan's Purse. He took over the Billy Graham Association. He never batted an eye, man. He just went out there and they started helping more and more people worldwide. You can do the same thing. Number four, recruit leaders who are willing to travel. Maybe they travel overseas, and when your company opens up, bam, you go over there. Folks, these are things you can do. But we got 3 minutes left. Let's look at how you can put the law of explosive growth into your life and make it work. Number one, find out which stage of leadership you're at yourself. Number one, are you developing yourself? Are you at stage two where you're developing your team? Are you at stage three where you're developing leaders? Which stage are you at? That's going to help you know where you're going to go next, because you've got to develop yourself, you've got to start developing your team, and then you're going to develop those leaders. In order to validate your answer, get some people that are really close to you and talk to them and see what they have to say about this so that you know where you're going. Number two, what are you currently doing to find and gather other leaders? Are there places you can go? Are there events that you can go to? Are there networks that you can plug into locally? Maybe on the internet? Are you in a social group? You know, a Better Networker, Facebook? You know, are you over at Ning? You know, are you over at thatmlmbeat.com? I mean, these are some great places where you can go find other leaders within. But then there's some of the local places, the Chamber of Commerce, Men's Breakfast, whatever the case may be. You have to do these things. The third thing, what are you doing together and hold those leaders? Are you becoming a better leader so leaders want to follow you? Are you trying to create an environment where leaders can thrive and succeed? Are you giving leaders the freedom to lead and be innovative? You got to clear away all the red tape. You got to get rid of the bureaucracy. When I ran ProStep, we were at about $5 million when I came on board. I started at the bottom answering the telephone, listening to what other customer service reps, listening to what other field reps were doing. I listened, and all of a sudden I realized the issues. I was able to go to Kevin, the owner of that company, and say, look, people think you're a lead generation company. They do not understand that you're a network marketing company. And until people understand that you're a network marketing company that offers lead support and training, we're never going to grow. Within 4 years, we had gone from $5 million to $150 million a year because we started attracting leaders and we gave them the ability to think outside the box. We did this on the inside, we did it on the outside, and within 4 years, that company had become the most successful lead generation support and training company in the history of network marketing. You can build the same exact thing if you put your mind to it. Take your small organization today, decide what level you want to build it at, and then go for it, and don't let anything stand in your way. Attract the leaders that you need to attract, and I guarantee you, you will see the success that you desire. Folks, thank you for being on Mentoring for Your Mind. Tomorrow we will finish up with the 21st law of the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. Have a fantastic day and live life like it's an epic adventure.